It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne at NPR West. Steve Inskeep is in Iowa, where yesterday presidential candidates were heard but not seen. NPR and Iowa Public Radio hosted a debate just for radio. All the Democratic candidates but Bill Richardson were there. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson has this report.
NPR decided to restrict the debate to just three topics: Iran, China, and immigration. The candidates were asked about the big foreign policy news this week, the consensus report of the intelligence community that Iran was not, after all, on the verge of producing a nuclear weapon, and had, in fact, stopped pursuing a nuclear weapon a few years ago. All the Democrats welcomed the report and used its release to attack President Bush for saber-rattling on Iran and neglecting to push for a diplomatic settlement to the nuclear issue. Then they circled back to their ongoing debate over a Senate vote in September that declared the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. Hillary Clinton was the only Democratic candidate who voted for it, and John Edwards attacked her for describing her vote as a vote for vigorous diplomacy.
Declaring a military group sponsored by the state of Iran a terrorist organization, that's supposed to be diplomacy? Senator Clinton has said she agrees with George Bush, terminology that we're in a global war on terror. Then she voted to declare the military group in Iran a terrorist organization. What possible conclusion can you reach other than that we are at war?
You know, I understand politics and I understand making outlandish political charges, but this really goes way too far. In fact, having designated the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization, we've actually seen some changes in their behavior.
Joe Biden disagreed.
With all due respect to my colleagues, they're not connecting the dots here. This matters, and there's no evidence, none, zero,
thank you,
that this declaration caused any change in action on the part of the Iranian government.
Senator Immigration is an issue where the Democrats, including Dennis Kucinich and Mike Gravel, who also participated yesterday, have all been on the same page. They're all for what's known as comprehensive immigration reform legislation, including a path to citizenship for the 12 million illegal immigrants currently in the country. So moderator Steve Inskeep focused on what they would do to enforce existing law.
What obligations do American citizens have when it comes to illegal immigrants? And let's start with Senator Obama. Would you expect Americans to turn in illegal immigrants when they come across them?
We do not deputize the American people to do the job that the federal government is supposed to do. The notion that we're going to criminalize priests, for example, or doctors who are providing services to individuals and throw them in jail for doing what their calling asks them to do, which is to provide help and service to people in need, I think that is a mistake. I think that's out of America's character.
Then Inskeep asked Clinton about her promises to both crack down on employers and support undocumented workers trying to help their families.
Is there a contradiction there? If you crack down on employers, doesn't that mean you're telling employers to put these hardworking people, as you define them, out of work?
No, there is no contradiction. You have to have tough border security plus a system of knowing who's here and what they're doing. Secondly, you've got to crack down on employers because people wouldn't come if there weren't a job waiting for them.
The debate also took pre-recorded questions from ordinary voters like Karen Zook from Santa Cruz, California.
As the mom of a one-year-old son, I am very concerned about the toxic chemicals that lace many toys and other products sold in America. These chemical agents cause cancer, birth defects, and genetic damage. If you are elected president, what changes will you make to ensure that my son will grow up free from these frightening dangers?
Here again, the candidates agreed to set tougher standards and stop harmful products from coming into the country by putting U.S. inspectors on the ground in China. Then moderator Michelle Norris asked a more personal question.
You mentioned these Chinese toys. Senator Edwards, you have two small children.
Yes.
Will you be buying toys that are made in China to place under the Christmas tree this year?
No, ma'am. I will not. My kids will not have toys coming from China.
Barack and I would like to comment on this. My toys are coming from Iowa. I'm buying Iowa toys. They're going to eat Iowa food.
It never hurts to pander to Iowa voters. In Chris Dodd's case, he's put his money where his mouth is. He's actually moved his family to Iowa until the caucuses, enrolling his two young daughters in school here. On the whole, the debate was respectful, and other than Iran, barely contentious, a break from the slashing and sometimes personal attacks between the front runners that have dominated the last week on the campaign trail. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Des Moines.
You can download the full debate and hear what the candidates had to say about the economy at npr.org.